Download complete. Initiate playback. Playback. Enjoy the show.
Everybody, Me Time Gamer here, finally back for another episode of the Me Time Gamer Podcast. How's everybody going? I'm going fantastic as always. Episode 19, if I remember correctly. Yeah, episode 19. Today's going to be, hopefully is everybody going well. I think I already said that already at the beginning. Doesn't matter. Let's keep trucking. So yeah, episode 19. Sorry, I would have been lost. I was looking at something there for 2 seconds. So today is going to be a special episode. Yeah, before I start, of course, I'm jumping back and forth here. Yeah, so today is going to be a special episode. There's not actual any news since E3 is coming up this weekend. Well, the press conference, of course, are coming up this weekend. So what I decided to do for this episode, I'm going to do my E3 predictions. And I split it into three categories. Safe bets for my predictions. What I feel, some, and the other category would be lukewarm stuff I feel so-so if they're going to happen or not. And of course, at the end, I'm going to keep my crazy predictions of what I think might happen. Well, what I hope would happen, but I'm assuming they won't. So of course, before I start doing that, of course, if you're new to the podcast, welcome to the podcast, of course. I'd like to say, if you want to follow the podcast, of course, you can do that everywhere. Me Time Gamer Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and everywhere else where you can find a podcast. And of course, I just added, if you're from Quebec, I added the podcast to baladoquebec.ca, where you can find a podcast, of course. But it's in English. So if you guys subscribe to that channel, of course, go find it there. Really appreciate that, supporting that awesome website where they allow new streamers and old streamers to post their podcasts from Quebec. And also, they also do hosting, free hosting for your podcast if you're new to the game and stuff like that. So, and then anything, of course, if you want to follow me everywhere, of course, you can do that at metimegamer.com. I'm watching the sound waves again like I was doing the other day, and I just get lost, and it's amazing waves of my voice going on over and over. Anyway, if you want to follow me, of course, you can do that everywhere. Me Time Gamer, of course, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on YouTube. And also, if you want to watch the video format of the podcast, you can go do that there at youtube.com/MeTimeGamer. And I think that's going to be it for the promotion for the beginning of the show. Usually what I do is I go a bit of what I played and stuff like that at the beginning, then I go into the news, and then I go with my kickstarting it, which I do right before the conclusion of the podcast. But this week, like I said earlier, it is a bit of different since there's not actual news this week, any interest that interested me of any kind. So what I decided this week, I will be doing my E3 prediction. I won't be doing my what I've played, because I actually did not play a lot. If you guys want to see what I played, you can just go to a YouTube page and see what I've done there. But there will still be a kickstarting it. I did find a small game with a demo. Hopefully I'll be able to play it for you guys, and you will get it tomorrow, the day after this podcast, so it would be on Friday. So without further ado, let's get into our E3 predictions. Stanley, set phasers to prediction.
Captain, sorry to interrupt here, but the ship doesn't have a prediction phaser.
Seriously, Stanley, we're going to go through this again?
I'm telling you, sir, I would do it, but... Right away, Captain.
Alright, so let's start off. So E3, of course, if you don't know what E3 is, I would have Google it. Of course, that would be probably the simplest thing to do. But of course, if you don't know what it is, the quick lowdown, it's a show that happens every year, Electronic Entertainment Expo, which happens every year in California. And they at the beginning of the press conference, before the floor is open to the event, they have press conference. So this year we have press conferences from Microsoft, EA, Bethesda, Sony, like usual, Ubisoft, PC Gamer, and also I think we have Devolver Digital. And of course you have a Nintendo Direct of some kind in there, which they're not doing at E3. But it's a bit weird this year because they did, compared to last year, if you guys are familiar with last couple of years, they usually, Bethesda has been second year now, I think they're doing it, or the third year. And they do it on Sunday, which is the same this year. And usually Monday, Tuesday are usually all the other press conference. But this year, oddly enough, everybody's trying to get up in front of the podcast, not of the podcast, the conference game. So this year you have Microsoft, or actually I think they are the first on the list this year on Friday, which is kind of weird. I think it's at nine. What was it? Was it? Let me check. I got it in my calendar here. Saturday, not Friday, Saturday. Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And then after that, it's followed up by the ones I'm looking at for Bethesda. Bethesda at midnight. I might look it up. Then you have Ubisoft. I'm a bit confused for some reason. Saturday you have EA Plays, which is it's not directly related to E3, but EA is doing it that day. And then Microsoft on Sunday, on the 11th, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Monday you have Bethesda at midnight, which I probably won't be able to watch. That's kind of sad. Then you have Ubisoft, Sony, and then you have all the other ones. There's some in between there. But anyway, yeah, we'll jump right into the predictions. Of E3, of course. So one of my first safe bets of prediction, which is very safe, I would say, is Microsoft announces Scorpio's release date and price, which I would honestly say, because I think they were saying last year that the console was being released this year during Christmas period. And yeah, Scorpio price and release date would make sense, because I'm assuming right now they're in high production of the console itself. I really can't wait to see what this console will be. I know they released a couple information. They haven't released the exact details of how it's going to look. They released they have dev kits out there, but I'm assuming the retail models will be a lot different than the dev models. And I can't wait to see what kind of horsepower it actually has. A lot of people are comparing it to the PS4 Pro and stuff like that. I think Microsoft already said they were going to go big on this one compared to the Sony one. And they're talking about they were waving their teraflops around there. And yeah, that was kind of funny. No, it's funny because they keep saying teraflops. Like it is important. I'm not a computer guy, so I don't know how important it is, but they keep talking about it and nobody else seems to give a shit about teraflops because nobody else is talking about it. So it's like they're trying to advance in new terms. Like, ooh, they got flops. How many flops? Oh, they got six. Anyway. So yeah, I can't wait to see that. Is it going to help Microsoft sell more? Right now they're doing, I think the stats out there, because Microsoft stopped announcing how much they were selling a while back since they weren't able to catch up with Sony. Sony, I think, is up to 50 or 60 million consoles sold worldwide. And I think Sony is at about... I think Microsoft is at about 30 million, they were saying last week or something like that. Yeah, but since they stopped announcing the numbers, they don't really say anymore. And that's pretty much it for the Scorpio. I'm personally not gonna buy a Scorpio. I don't find it. I sold my other Xbox One because I really wasn't using it. And the only game I was gonna see in the future to buy for, to actually use for, was State of Decay 2, but it's coming on PC, so who knows, I might try it on there if by that point I get a better PC or something like that. They probably will release it on the Microsoft Store or whatever. What else? There was one more thing about that. It sucks because my Xbox One at some point when I bought it was pretty fun because I played State of Decay, Quantum Break, and I think I played a couple more games, and I really enjoyed the games while I was playing them. But what happened after that is Microsoft sort of blew their load early, and then after that it sort of trickled off into nothingness. Of course, there was a couple fighting games, Killer Instinct if I remember correctly, and other stuff like that, which I didn't care for that much. And then my Xbox One just became a media box by that point. So we'll go on to the next safe prediction I have, and this is Metal Gear Survive release date. So, if you guys remember, with all the kerfuffle of Kojima and all that, they announced Metal Gear Survive, which is pretty much the way the media were explaining it, which I think, watching the trailer, I think I saw pretty much the same thing. Metal Gear Survive is basically a weird-ass four-man survival game with, in basically a re... they sort of... four characters. When you, I don't know if you remember at the beginning, or sorry, at the end of Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes, there was like a big, what do you call those things? Those fucking, Jesus Christ! I guess Mother Base or what? Mother Base. They call it. Sorry, I'm trying to remember the term for it. Yeah, Mother Base, the old Mother Base before you start Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. It was sinking down in these. You don't see it in that in Ground Zeroes, but they released a trailer where four of the people on the platform get transported into an alternate universe, and they basically just reskin the map from Afghanistan or Africa from 5, and then they go from there, and it just basically became a survival game. But they have really not talked about it a lot this year. Since they announced it. They announced it, they released a trailer, I think a week or so after. Then this was like a year ago or something. So I can't wait. I don't know if I'm going to personally buy the game. I was kind of if on the whole Kojima versus Konami thing. I didn't like the way they screwed him over there and try to dick him over. So I can't wait to see Death Stranding. I was going to put a prediction about Death Stranding though, but Kojima already said on Twitter that he was not going to talk about Death Stranding, which is normal because Kojima is when he's developing games, he does take a while to do them. So he's not going to be, I'm assuming a lot of people were saying 2019-2020 game for Kojima. And that would be a safe bet. So yeah, he's not going to talk about it. So yeah, Metal Gear Survive release date. Maybe the price are always the same, so no point of talking about the prices. But yeah, Metal Gear Survive, I would say it's a safe bet to announce a release date or a release window, of course. And yeah, so let's go down to what I feel more lukewarm about, which I'm not sure it would be if they will or will not talk about at E3 this year. So my first lukewarm prediction would be Elder Scrolls 6. Now, of course, this would be announced at Bethesda's press conference. And believe, after Skyrim, they have a lot to do to bring that game up to par or better than Skyrim. Hopefully, they'll be able to do it. And hopefully, they will announce it this year. I know there was some word around the internet. They were talking about leaked image of some sort of space game going on, the new unannounced title. I don't know how true that's going to be, but I would assume by now they would, since Skyrim was released, so was it 2010, 2011, if I remember? I think we're due after Fallout 4. I think we're due for an Elder Scrolls 6. And that would be sort of, I don't know if they're going to talk about it, but they haven't hinted about it for a while, but they said that it is down the pike last year or something like that. So we'll have to see if that's going to come up. Hopefully it will. I can't wait to see that. And then my next lukewarm prediction, I'm really hoping for this one, and this one's going to be at the PlayStation conference, and it will be Days Gone, more detail coming up, and probably more of a better release window of when the game's going out. Because when they showed the demo last year at E3, the game seemed really advanced, in an advanced state, and they've been showing the game a lot since then. Not a lot, but in the same slice of demos to publisher, to news outlet, and I think that PlayStation Experience too in December, they showed a bit more of it. So I can't wait to get more info on that, because that's one of the game that I really can't wait to play, because I like, you guys, if you follow the channel for a while, I really enjoy open world games. So this is one, especially zombie games. I'm one of those weird guys that like zombie games, especially survival zombie games, and this seems like it's going to have a good story behind it. So hopefully we will see more of that this year, and just hope that it's going to go well. Of course, just show us a lot more information, like I already said, a release window. So this game's a bit weird because a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on it. They don't know if it's going to be a good game, a bad game, but I'm confident that I think it's the guys, what studio was it again? I have it at the tip of my tongue. Anyway, it's a studio that hasn't released a game in a long time. Ben's studio that hasn't released a good game in a while. So hopefully we will see something good from them. Besides that, I think that's it for all my lukewarm predictions. So I went through my safe prediction, lukewarm. And the next ones are going to be my crazy prediction, which I'm assuming they're not going to happen for real. I'm just hoping that something will happen. I think my first one will be, first one out of the list of crazy prediction would be something Fallout. Now, if you guys have been following the talk about Bethesda's conference, every time they tease something, for some reason they're always using the Fallout character. Now, I know Fallout is their main bread and butter almost. It would be a safe bet to say. So I'm hoping that they might release, even if they said they weren't a year ago or so, that they weren't releasing any DLC anymore for Fallout 4. But I'm hoping that they went back on that decision and they're going to try and maybe give the players one more Fallout DLC for the players, because they've been showing a lot of their little park picture they keep showing, like a couple unannounced games that are like in construction. Then you have a space for Prey and all the other games, and of course they have Fallout right in the middle. So it'd be fun to see, even this is just like updated mods thing or anything. It would be fun to see something Fallout related. I'm not assuming they're going to talk about a new Fallout. That would be kind of crazy. They just released the other one last year, the year before. I don't remember. Last year, yeah. So hopefully we'll see something about Fallout, which, like I said, I'm not holding my breath, but it's always fun to hope and dream. And my last crazy prediction for this one is going to be about Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, this one is very crazy and probably won't happen. This is why I kept it for the last one. It's because Red Dead Redemption, if you guys have been following E3s for the last 10 years, besides that one time I think it was Peter Moore or somebody else, I don't remember. I don't know why I see his face. I don't think it was him, but it might have been him, when he reveals the tattoo for GTA 4. Besides that day, Rockstar has never been at E3. Well, maybe some little instances there that I don't know about because I wasn't at E3. But it would be fun to see some update, some kind of video or trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2. Because it was a shocker when they did announce that the game was being pushed back to spring 2018, which is pretty I think it had a certain date. No, it didn't. It was fall 2017. So hopefully we'll get more information. It would be really fun. It's a game I've been waiting patiently for, and hopefully, yeah, we'll get more information because. I don't know what else to say on that. It just sucks it was pushed back, and I just really want more information. That's just me talking as a real enthusiastic gamer about it. And those are all my predictions for this year. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the prediction. Of course, some stuff, like, I know they're going to be there because they keep talking about it, and I can't wait to hear information. Of course, it's going to be more God of War information, hopefully. Far Cry 5, that's the big game. That's a big recent announcement that I really can't wait to get more information about, because it was very interesting. The trailers were so fun to look at. It's one of those trailers like I watched so many times. Every time, it's like, it's so good, so interesting to watch every time. Is there any other prediction? Of course, you're going to see all the EA games coming out, all the sport games. That's one thing, the weird thing. I wish, like, for the sport games, I don't understand why they just don't go into a more, instead of being a yearly release, going into a more, it's a platform, I think some people would say. You release one copy, you call it NHL, whatever, NHL, and then every year you release, I don't know, a $30 expansion, which updates the rosters, updates the graphic, updates the mechanic, instead of buying a new $60-$70 game every year over and over again. I would find it less redundant if you could buy one copy and just update from there on a, I don't know, 5-10 year basis, and then every 10 year you release a new copy, because after a while it gets big always updating the same patch or the same game over and over. You get like a 200 gig fucking size of game, which is not very efficient on a PlayStation or an Xbox One. And yeah, besides that, you can assume some of the other games are going to be talked about. I personally can't wait to see all the new games they're going to announce. Hopefully we'll get, I know that's the common thread from a lot of people, is that we're going to get that. Oh, and one more thing, this game's coming out, it is live today. stuff like that. You guys, if you watch E3, you know how that goes. Usually Sony does that more than all the other guys. And that is it for my prediction for E3, so let's move on to kickstarting it.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks! Look at me!
Alright guys, so welcome to Kickstarting It. If you guys don't know what Kickstarting It, basically every podcast I go into Kickstarter and or Indiegogo or any website that help fund games, and I go into Indiegogo or Kickstarter, find an interesting game for you guys to go check out on the page, and I, of course, show it to you guys, talk a bit about it, and promote it to you guys so you guys can go check it out and give it a bit of back it or kickstart it or whatever if you want, and go from there. Support good games that are out there waiting for your money to be enhanced or whatever, that kind of thing. So yeah, just promoting small little games for you guys to discover, because I know if you're not a regular gamer, you're not going to go like I do on Game Jolt or itch.io and just search the depth of all these small little indie games, which I like playing a lot. That's why you'll see a lot of them on my YouTube channel. But besides that, yeah, so let's go. So the game I found this week, it only has 5 days left, so hopefully you guys will listen to this in time. It is called The Unique Adventure. So I've watched a trailer on the Indiegogo page. I have to say it's really comedic. I always like it. It reminds me a bit of the Stanley Parable. I'm assuming that's what they're going for. First off, right away, you get the British voice. I always find when a British person is narrating a gameplay, and it's like, and then they're just narrating as you're playing, and it's like, oh, you've done goof or something like that. It's always so hilarious playing those games. And this seems like you're just exploring a house, trying to solve clues. So we'll go into, so basically what they're looking for. Of course, this game is made in the United Kingdom by Darkest Desire Studio. So this game has 5 days left to back it. They're looking for 15,000 Great Britain pounds, and they only have accumulated 2% of that goal, so 324 British pounds from 16 backers. So the game basically, so this is a long one. Okay, so what is this game about? So the description goes as follows. The Unique Adventure is a first-person, cleverly narrated, decision-driven comedy game. The parents have just left the country so they can expand their business. Time for your reliable personality to fully shine. You're on your way back home after a party when you get this extremely good idea to see how your ex-girlfriend is doing. As you jump over her backyard fence, you trip and smash your head on the pavement. Next thing you know, you're waking up in an unfamiliar apartment. Who sheltered you remains a mystery. What's even worse is that you don't even know if they've sheltered or kidnapped you. All of these worrying thoughts are certainly not helping the headache you're feeling. As you progress, you start realizing this place isn't like any other. Strange things start to happen. Doors that were never there are appearing out of nowhere. That's not even the weirdest thing. There is a voice that keeps telling you what to do. Can you trust it? Will you manage to escape? It is all entirely up to you. So then there's some awesome screenshot of the game. And then there's a unique... what's so unique about the game? So you get to choose how it will all play out. The demo itself offers five very important decisions that will impact whether you'll escape or not. The demo features two endings. Which one will you get depends entirely on how well you choose. The Unique Adventure pushes the boundaries beyond what you've seen in any other game, thanks to the unique punish system. If you refuse to listen to the guide, you'll get all sort of punishments. At one point, you could lose the ability to hear anything but him, you know, just to make sure you are focusing on the right thing. So yeah, so it goes on. There's so many other details and so many other backing perks, basically. So of course, if you guys want to check it out, I'll leave a link in the description of if you go to metimegamer.com, go to the podcast episode post, you will see the link to the Indiegogo page, and of course there's a demo you guys can download there. I have downloaded. Hopefully I'll be able to play it for you guys the day after this podcast release, so on Friday of this week. Of course, if you're watching the YouTube video, the link will be in the description below. And that's going to be it for Indiegogo. Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of our podcast today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. That was a fun one. I really like giving predictions. E3 is one of those things every year that I enjoy talking about. It brings out like some of the best games, some of the worst games, some of the, like, what the hell are they talking about? I can't wait to see actually PlayStation, and this is one prediction I just remembered I could have done, is PlayStation doing some sort of old school remake of an old popular game. I think I thought about it the other day. I was thinking about Spyro, but I was like, is it really that popular of a game? I enjoyed it, but it's not a game people talk about a lot. Anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. Of course, if you enjoyed the podcast, you can like it. You can go follow it everywhere. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and of course on Google Play. You can give a 5-star review there and tell me what you think of the podcast, what I can improve, what I can change, something you don't like. You don't like the intro. You don't like the songs I'm putting in the background or stuff like that. What else? Of course, you can help. If you want to help out the podcast, you can do so going to patreon.com/MeTimeGamer. Every week I say it's $5. I just checked it the other day for the first time in forever. It's actually $3 to help me support. There's not much giving out at that step. It's just a helping hand. Of course, I always try to upgrade the podcast to make it sound better for you guys. I don't know if you guys always hear that little thing in the background. I usually don't, because with all the background music, and I edit the clip enough so you can't hear all the background noise. I'm not in a closed studio type environment. But yeah, of course, always trying to improve the audio quality, the video quality of the everyday Let's Play that I do, and other stuff like that. And yeah, of course, if you want to follow the podcast, if you want to get in contact with the podcast, you can do so at podcast@metimegamer.com. I don't use that email a lot, but of course, if you send me an email, I will see it. podcast@metimegamer.com. There you can send your suggestion, critiques, comments, or of anything. And of course, if you want to support the podcast by advertising on the podcast, you can do so. Get in contact with me at contact@metimegamer.com. You can do that right there. And yeah, of course, if you want to follow me everywhere, you can do so at MeTimeGamer everywhere on the social medias: Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on YouTube. Of course, I forgot to mention also, if you're listening in Quebec, you can also follow the podcast at baladoquebec.ca. I just added this today, so that's why I'm promoting it a bit more. Of course, at some point, if I do this, eventually, if the podcast, if MeTimeGamer becomes like sort of a more full-time thing where I can spend more time doing it or stuff like that, I would like to do a French version of this podcast. So I would record the podcast once in English and then record it in French, so I widen my audience. But of course, that's just a future project that I would like to work on, one of them. And yeah, of course, thank you so much, guys. Of course, you're on the YouTube channel, like and subscribe, like the video and subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that. And of course, thank you so much, guys, for listening or watching. And I will see you in the next podcast. Keep on keeping on.